makers of Postum, the favorite mealtime drink in millions of American homes, present those two lovable old characters from the hill country, Lum and Abner. Last week or 10 days was just about the best time of the whole year for you to check up on your disposition. Look back for a minute. At parties and little gatherings, if other folks seemed to irritate and annoy you, maybe the real trouble was within yourself. Maybe without meaning to be, you were the touchy, irritable one. And if in back of your grouchiness there was indigestion, you can hardly be blamed, but you really owe it to yourself to get at the cause. You see, possibly, your indigestion is due to coffee nerves. Because there's one thing nobody can deny, that while many people can drink coffee without ill effects, many others cannot. So if you find coffee upsets you and your disposition, why not switch to Postum? For Postum can't possibly harm you. It contains no caffeine or stimulant of any kind. And you'll enjoy Postum immensely. It has a delicious, mellow flavor that makes it quite easy to give up coffee. So from now on, if the cause of your distress is coffee, make Postum your regular mealtime drink instead. See if you don't feel better in just a few days. And after 2 weeks, long enough to give Postum a real chance, see if both your digestion and your disposition aren't much improved. Drink Postum. There's a reason. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, friends, having heard they were under investigation for operating a post office without government authorization, Lum and Abner have dropped their post office service, and Grandpappy Spears is once again the only postmaster in Pine Ridge. As we're looking on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner over at the Jot 'em Down store talking. Listen.
The thing to do is just tell everybody we ain't running a post office no more.
They're still coming in here after their mail.
I know it. Tell them to go over to Dick Huddleston's store and get it. That's what I've been telling them.
Well, I'm still feared we're going to get in some trouble over it, Lum. We had no business trying to run a post office here in the first place.
Oh, I don't think he'll do anything about it.
Well, what was them detectives doing in Pine Ridge here the other day, then?
I don't believe them was detectives, tell you the truth.
Grandpappy Spears said they was.
Yeah, and I got studying about that. He might have been just trying to scare us out of running the post office because we're hurting his business over there.
Well, I don't know, that stranger come in here and bought all them stamps, and that money order looks sort of like a government man to me.
How does a government man look?
Oh, I don't know. Sort of official looking.
Looks more like a traveling salesman to me.
How does a traveling salesman look?
A drummer. You know what a drummer looks like.
Well, he never had no derby hat on.
Better than be a drummer without wearing a derby hat, can't
he? Yeah, I reckon so. But he never had no funny stories to tell or nothing.
Well, anyway, he never arrested us, so must not have been a detective.
Well, if you weren't scared of him, well, how come you'd have quit handling the mail over here then?
Well, I don't know. We weren't making no money out of it. Selling stamps for less than they cost us. 3 cents stands for 2 for a nickel.
Yeah.
And everybody's saying it was against the law running the post office without a license from the government, so I don't know. I just decided to give it up.
Yeah.
For right now, anyway.
Went to all that expense building them boxes and that cage with the window in it and everything.
Well, I'll pull some strings around here and see if I can get to be the regular postmaster. I don't know what profits a postmaster makes out of them stamps, but it must pay. I never heard of a post office going bankrupt.
No, I don't believe I never did either.
Postmaster that's only stores could get out some specials on stamps and start a campaign on writing letters. I think if a fella could start one of them chain letter things, that'd make business pick up.
Chain letters?
Yeah, don't you know when them chain letters was the style a few years back? You get one and write one to 10 of your friends and tell them all to write 10 of their friends and everybody sends one another a dime, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I recollect that now. Yeah.
Grandpa just sits down there and don't try to do no business.
Oh, no. Makes him mad every time he come in there and want him to get up and hand you your mail.
Yeah. I never seen a post office in my life that advertised. I'm going to sit down right this afternoon, right, and see about being appointed postmaster. They'll give me some of the ideas I've got about increasing the business and one thing or another.
Yeah, well, we better finish taking his inventory first, Olam.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, let's see, where was we at?
Well, I was still calling out stuff on the second shelf here. Just finished counting them tomatoes. There was, either 16 or 26 cans one. Did you put it down?
No, I ain't got it here. And I'll make it 26. That'll show us a bigger profit.
Well, let's see.
Granny, if we got stuff here, I never even knowed we had.
Yeah, found a lot of stuff
here. We ought to take an inventory about once a week.
Here's them canned peaches here along the count. Some of these cans is all puffed up on the ends. I may as well throw them out their spiles.
Don't tell them wait till after we take inventory. What do you want to do, work all year here and then show a loss?
Well, six cans of peaches.
Six cans of peaches. What?
What did you say a while ago about trying to get the job of postmaster?
I just said I was going to investigate it and see if I can get it.
Yeah, but you said something about you was going to pull on a string and get it or something.
Pull on a string? Don't regret saying it. Oh, I said I'll pull some strings and see if I can get it.
Yeah, that's what you said. Now, what do you mean by that?
Just what I said.
You mean you can get to be the postmaster just by pulling a string?
Yeah, if you pull the right one.
Well, where is them strings? I'll pull one on them, too.
Well, I'm the one that's going to try to get to be postmaster.
Yeah, well, I'll let you pull first. I just thought, in case you don't pull the right one, why, I may as well take a chance, too. I'm pretty lucky that way, Lon. They charged a dime a chance to pull a string in a little stand at a carnival a year or so ago at the county seat and had a whole bunch of them strings there. Finally, I picked out one and pulled it, and it had a gold watch on the end of it.
Yeah, I recollect that watch.
Well, it weren't exactly gold, but it looked like it at first.
Well, I ain't talking about them kinds of strings, though, Ed.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I saw them at parties where you pull a string and whoever's name's on the end of it while you get to eat with them. I never done very good at that, though. Had to eat with old Sister Simpson, sat over there with her all evening.
Abner, when I said pulling strings, I mean political strings.
Political strings?
You hear that expression, fellas in politics. Get some office, he got so many strings tied to them, they can't run things to suit themselves. Every time somebody pulls a string, they have to jump.
Jump?
Well, same as, have to do what they tell them to.
Well, what do they want them to jump for?
They don't want them to jump.
Oh, just scares them when they pull a string, huh?
Yeah, no. Well, it's sort of hard to explain.
Doggy, if I ever run for office and catch somebody trying to tie a string on me, I'll jump before they get it on me.
Well, it ain't a sure enough string, Abner. Or that is, not the kind you tie a package in with. String. String. You can't see them.
Well, how do you know when they got them tied on you then?
They ain't tied on you.
You said they were.
Well, I don't mean the actual tie on people. They just call them strings.
Just make them think they're tying them on you and then don't, huh?
It's sort of an obligate that you get yourself into.
That's pretty bad, huh?
Well, it's just like having a string tied to you. They can lead you around, make you do whatever they want to. Of course, there ain't no reason for us to get ourselves mixed up with nobody that way, just being postmasters.
Yeah, just run things to suit ourselves, huh?
Oh, yeah. Our hands won't be tied. We can do as we please.
Do they tie people's hands with them strings, too?
Yes, but not what you think. I can tell you that right now.
How do you know what I think?
I can tell the way you're starting out there. You got a picture of a fella sitting there with both hands tied together with a rope.
Oh, no. See, you're wrong. I never had no such idea to that in my mind at all.
I'm sorry, I was wrong.
I thought he'd be sitting there with his hands tied together with string.
Can't you get it in your head, Abner, if you ain't string?
You said string.
I said, and you do the hardest fella to explain something to I ever seen in my life. I said, that's too much of it.
Huh? Oh. Hey, That's that silly fella here bought all them stamps and that money order under there.
I believe it is. Sure was it?
Ah, sure was it.
Come in, sir. What can we do for you?
I don't know whether you gentlemen remember me or not.
Yes, sir, we sure do. You was in here the other day and bought some stamps and a money order.
Yes, that's right. That Grandpappy Spears is trying to tell us that you was a government detective.
Yeah, trying to scare us out of running the post office, I think.
Well, Mr. Spears was wrong about that, gentlemen.
Yes, I told you he was trying to scare us.
I'm with the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the post office inspector's office.
You're with you say that he has that again, huh?
I'm afraid that two gentlemen will have to come along with me to Little Rock.
Little Rock? I mean, we can't leave right now. We're right in the middle of inventory here.
Yeah, I'd love to make the trip. You don't seem to understand, gentlemen. You're under arrest.
Arrest?
Yes, the post office department would like to know by what authority you've been operating a post office in time.
Well, if Lum knows of any strings, you better start pulling them right now. Do you have any idea of how much of your body's weight is accounted for by your nervous system? Well, it isn't much. Just about 1/50th of your body's weight. But how miserable it can make you feel when that very important part is out of tune. When it seems like you're all nerves. Maybe your trouble is coffee nerves. For it's well known that while many people can drink coffee without becoming nervous, many others just can't. So here's a friendly suggestion. If you think you have coffee nerves, switch to Clostone, because Clostone has nothing, no caffeine or stimulant in it, that could possibly set your nerves on edge. And Clostone is truly delicious, fragrant and mellow and satisfying. Just suit your convenience and use either form, Clostone, made as you make coffee, or instant Clostone, mixed instantly in the cup. And after a couple of weeks, if coffee's been responsible for your nervousness, see if the change to Postum wasn't just the thing you needed for calm, steady nerves. Get Postum from your grocer tomorrow. There's a reason. All you friends of Lum and Abner will be interested in reading about the old fellows in an article now appearing in the new issue of Liberty Magazine. You can get Liberty on any newsstand. And be sure to be with us next Wednesday evening at this same time when Postum again takes us visiting to Pine Ridge. Lou Crosby speaking. Good night. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.